With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is once again threatening to challenge the broadcast licenses of TV networks. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a series of social media posts during the first few minutes of Christmas Eve, the president delivered a middle-of-the-night outburst aimed at the late-night shows on broadcast TV and their hosts. He blasted ABC, CBS, and NBC for giving high salaries to hosts he claimed have no talent. The president said if network TV newscasts and their late-night shows are almost 100% negative against him and the Republican Party, then their broadcast licenses should be terminated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Though it may be weakening, the U.S. labor market has plenty of strength left in reserve.
As evidenced by the latest employment report, the Labor Department says the number of Americans signing up for jobless benefits dropped by 10,000 last week to 214,000. That's well below the 232,000 that economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet had been expecting. The weekly report was released a day early due to the Christmas holiday. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Wall Street near record levels on a day of shortened trading.
Stocks are hovering near their records on Wall Street on a holiday shortened trading day. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The index closed at its latest all-time high a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 125 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite was flat. Dynavax Technologies soared almost 40%. The vaccine maker is being bought by the French pharmaceutical company Sanofi for about $2.2 billion. Markets will close early for Christmas Eve. They'll remain closed Thursday for Christmas. Markets return to a regular schedule on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
And this is SRN News. Mothers these days are taking the lead when it comes to children's spiritual formation.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 39% of mothers in this country say they are leading their kids' religious upbringing, compared to just 17% of fathers who say they are taking on that job. The rest of the moms and dads who responded to the poll say they're sharing the task of teaching their youngsters about their faith. Other surveys indicate the kids who are introduced to religion early tend to stick with it later in life. Michael Harrington reporting.
Americans love Christmas, but that wasn't always the case. In the 1500s, Christmas was associated with rowdy street celebrations and drinking in Europe, and for many Christians, it was not in good standing as a holiday. The Puritans were especially suspicious of Christmas. That began to change in the 19th century, and America, as the holiday became one of the most people understand best today. This is SRN News. The last group of children and teachers, those who were abducted from their school in Nigeria back in November, as you may recall, are now finally home after being released by their captors. Here's correspondent Donna Warder with an update.
A reunion between parents and their children in north central Nigeria. Some 130 school children and their teachers were released Sunday after being held for a month in one of the largest mass abductions in Nigeria's history. They returned home late Wednesday. The last group of abductees freed since the November 21st attack on a Catholic school in Niger State. Yusuf Timothy was reunited with daughter Rejoice.
We are celebrating Christmas with our children, so we are so glad. And this Christmas will be different from the other Christmas because this Christmas, so we are happy.
I'm Donna Water.
More on these stories at SRNews.com.